Dispatches from the front lines of climate change. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. This week, the second of our two-part series on the network of observers in remote areas around Alaska and western Canada who provide information about potential emerging health threats, many related to climate change.
What we're really relying on here is local knowledge and sometimes traditional knowledge.
Mike Brubaker says the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's Local Environmental Observer, or LEO, network has become an important source of data collected by about 120 members who come from diverse backgrounds.
Sometimes they're hunters, sometimes they're environmental or natural resource managers, commercial fishermen, pilots, people who work in forestry, people that work in hatcheries.
Brubaker, who directs the consortium's Center for Climate and Health, says the observers provide firsthand data on environmental anomalies in their areas, like the unusual parasites that Victoria Katongan says she found in grouse and ptarmigan she'd harvested near her Western Alaska community.
I asked other hunters in town if they had seen anything like that, and they hadn't.
Katongan's an environmental specialist with Unalakleet's Tribal Council. She says she posted the observation because she didn't know whether she should eat the fowl. Brubaker says he referred her to a wildlife toxicology expert with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, who in turn conferred with experts with Colorado State University's Veterinary Wildlife Laboratory.
And it resulted in a paper because it was the furthest north that type of parasite had ever been documented.
Brubaker says that's one of more than 350 observations posted to the LEO Network website since it was launched nearly 4 years ago, and it's the sort of data needed to monitor changes that affect wildlife that are essential for residents' food security.
We see that the role of environment in achieving healthy communities is getting more complex and probably more important than it has in the past.
Brubaker says the project's been so successful that the Eight Nation Arctic Council has adopted it as a model for an international circumpolar environmental observer network.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.